From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. A Dutch court has ruled that the Netherlands bears responsibility for the deaths of more than 300 Muslims in Srebrenica in 1995. The massacre, the worst in Europe since the Second World War, occurred after Muslims sheltering with Dutch peacekeepers were ordered to leave a UN compound. Former BBC war correspondent Martin Bell says it's important to remember all the victims of the war, those who died at Srebrenica, and those who perished elsewhere.
The peoples of Europe have to learn that this kind of thing can happen because of the hatred we can have in our own hearts. And until the hatred is gone and we find other ways of settling our differences, there was always the risk that what happened here can happen somewhere else.
Two workers with the Moscow underground system have been arrested following Tuesday's train derailment that claimed 22 lives. The investigation into what caused the accident continues. From FSN's bureau in Moscow, Jake Rashbass reports.
Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin declared the day after the accident a day of mourning throughout the city, and Muscovites have been bringing flowers to the two stations in between which the train derailed. Flags have been lowered around the city, and cultural events and festivities which were planned to take place today are reported to have been cancelled. The exact cause of the accident remains unknown, but Russia's investigative committee has ruled out a terror attack. It seems there was a technological fault, and Mayor Sobyanin has expressed that those responsible will be found and prosecuted. Jake Rashbass, Moscow.
Britain's National Crime Agency has arrested 660 suspected paedophiles following a six-month operation targeting people accessing child abuse images online. Those arrested include former police officers, youth leaders, teachers, and doctors. The agency says more than 400 children have been protected as a result of the operation. British Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed news of the arrests.
Well, I think what these arrests show is that the National Crime Agency, which this government set up, is now up and running and doing a very good job at bringing all the modern methods of policing and technology to go after the perpetrators of a particularly horrible crime.
Palestinian officials say the death toll in the Gaza Strip has risen above 200 as Israel and Hamas continue their military assault on each other's territory. Four Palestinian children were killed in an airstrike on a beach near Gaza City on Wednesday. Diplomatic attempts to end the conflict have failed. Time Warner has rejected a takeover bid from 21st Century Fox. Analysts say the $80 billion bid by Rupert Murdoch's company was made last month. 21st Century Fox says no additional talks are underway with Time Warner at the moment. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A British grandmother facing a death sentence in Indonesia for drug smuggling has lost an appeal in Britain against government policy. Lindsay Sandiford wanted the British government to be legally obliged to pay for her lawyer. From FSN's London bureau, Tom Barton reports.
57-year-old Sandiford from Cheltenham was found with an estimated $2,700,000 worth of cocaine when she arrived in Bali on a flight from Bangkok in May 2012. Sandiford says she was forced to take the drugs because her children's safety was at stake. The UK government does not provide legal aid for Britons in criminal proceedings abroad, even if they face the death penalty. The Supreme Court have upheld the Court of Appeal's verdict that the government's policy was lawful. Sandiford is due to be shot as a result of her January 2013 conviction. Tom Barton, London.
Manuel Noriega, the former dictator of Panama, has filed a lawsuit against the publisher of the video game Call of Duty. He says that the game depicts him as a kidnapper and an enemy of the state, and he's seeking damages, as FSN's Andrea Arenas reports.
In the game, a character named Manuel Noriega, who looks like the real former Panamanian military dictator, assists the CIA and then betrays the U.S. intelligence agency. The video game plot follows real events back in the 1980s when Manuel Noriega became a close U.S. ally until Washington grew concerned about his violent ways and cut ties with Panama. This, in the U.S. legal system, individuals have the right to publicity and control over how they are depicted commercially, which lawyers say includes video games. However, Manuel Noriega is not a U.S. citizen or a resident, making his legal claim against Activision more questionable. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
There's more from us on Twitter. You can interact with us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.